debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Woo! Welcome to the Bubba Army YouTube channel. Jay, did you hear the Dan's rendition of... Well, just, I mean, all of Dan's talk lately.
I did. I heard a lot of it.
Oh, Jay was in the chat room commenting the whole time.
Yes, he was.
All right, well, I don't look at the chat room, so maybe you guys can get me up to speed as to what Jay was debunking and or validating.
He was just saying who all likes you and doesn't like you and Trey and his wife and all that.
Trey likes you, Sage likes
you. All right, hold on. I got to have sound effects. Okay. Back to the top, Jay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you ask. The reality
Trey,
is...
Trey?
Yes.
Sage?
Yes.
Even though Sage doesn't know me...
She thinks it's cool.
Candle?
Yes.
So really, Dan, the only two people hate me are your son and your wife.
Yep.
That's it.
Only because pretty much you drew first blood with my son.
Well,
he said you didn't like him, so he's like, oh, well, like I said, screw Bubba.
Screw him?
I didn't say Bubba. I didn't like him. I just didn't think he was as of 10. He's just not, I mean, you know. He just wasn't very attentive that night.
He's a little boy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I like him. I don't know that it's I don't know that they know my shtick, meaning like I would truly never say an ill word about your children, any of you guys. You know
I
that.
Know,
I would
of course.
Never.
It's been too early to understand sarcasm.
Yeah, like I think Sophia understands, you know, sarcasm. Obviously Nick and Bella do as well. How old's Trey is what, a sophomore 13? Or a freshman?
He's 14 and he gets everything.
I mean, he gets it.
Oh,
he understands sarcasm.
He gets everything.
How about your daughter, Sage?
No, I mean, Sage takes things pretty literally still.
So her and Danny might be, the little Danny might be on the same page of not
I mean,
understanding
what we're
doing. She gets
sarcasm a little bit. She definitely gets it and she throws some out there. But I mean, she's, you know, she takes things much literally. She's 9.
So are we saying, Dan, the only the only two people that don't understand sarcasm are your wife and your son.
Yep.
The only two people that aren't smart enough to understand.
Say Sage.
No. The only two people that don't understand my sarcasm is your wife and your son.
Correct.
Well, that and the fact that I'm sure that Danny has been somewhat Stockholmed by Romina, because when she's cussing, you know, me out the entire drive to school, I'm sure.
Oh,
that
could you imagine what's said there?
Oh, God.
Do they listen to the show, Danny?
She does. I don't know if she does it in the car, but I think, you know, they all hear it.
Right.
Hi, Romina.
It's hard not to hear it.
What do they think about Anna's Romina impression?
I haven't asked my kids about it. Romina thinks it's pretty funny.
I'd like to hear her narrate Dan's video.
Who, Romina?
Yeah, Anna Romina.
Oh.
Just because, oh, yeah. I mean, like, with the behind the scenes from Romina was really like with her watching it.
Oh, that would be funny if Anna, it did, like, if Romina was doing the...
Mm-hmm. The narrating.
The voiceover. Yeah.
Dr. Dan Bianco, Esquire. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm going to share...
Romina?
Yes.
Are you ready to maybe kind of give us your...
The turkey that I made?
Uh-huh.
And bought
the turkey that I made and bought.
Share with you how the champion.
He's sick right there. He has the flu. He's going to give to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
bring on that turkey, Dan.
Yeah, look at that.
What'd you say?
Kill the whole family.
Oh, my goodness. That is beautiful.
Man, is that?
I wish he talked to me like he talked to me.
About how beautiful you are.
Keep going.
Hold on.
Golden brown and delicious.
Romina, what do you wish?
I wish he spoke to me like he speaks to that turkey.
Hold on. Then you hear this.
This is how he speaks to the turkey.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Oh.
That's all you want, Romina, isn't it? Just the same admiration that he has for an effing turkey.
Yes, Poopa.
Look at that.
I wish he'd make love to me like he made love to that turkey.
You can already see the hole that he was in earlier.
That beautiful? Oh, my goodness. That is beautiful.
Dan answers his own questions.
I got another breast.
Breast that I don't have yet.
That I have been promised from Booba. Even my own husband.
There's two.
To add insult to injury. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, to add insult to injury. Oh, my goodness.
To Romina, to me.
To add insult to injury, as I am the number one breast augmentation guy in the state of Florida, and my wife is not allowed to have them. Talk about insult to injury.
Put the breast back in for another 5 minutes.
Donnie doesn't even know how to turn the oven on. Yeah.
One thing at a time. Probably knock that thing down to about 300.
Dan, that's the time.
3 for 3, Anna.
That's the time, Donnie.
Now, I'm going to take this over to the main house. Oh, my God, look at that turkey.
Again, if he just talked to you the same way he did that turkey, Romina, we'd have less problems.
Oh, no, Booba.
Come join us.
Booba. I'm always Booba. I'm always Booba. Dan, am I Booba with her for real, or does she say Baba?
Booba.
Like, Booba.
Does she say Booba?
Well, she says Baba.
All right.
Oh, look at my
husband.
It's
not Baba. It's like effing Baba.
Really?
Does she put adjective Dan, Baba.
Dan, will you please be honest? Does she put fat in there sometimes?
No. She doesn't. No. She never puts fat in there. Never.
Danny.
She never. No.
Danny, that's a lie. You know it.
You didn't ask the other
Romina,
F word.
Was that a lie?
That's a lie.
Fat ass.
She never says fat or fat ass or anything like that. Never. Yeah.
You know why? Because
she'll get
a right cross because that's your boyfriend you're talking about.
Exactly.
Don't ever besmirch my boyfriend.
Exactly.
On the way to school, though, boy. Woo.
Yeah. When you're not around. Yeah. Lard ass, fat ass, man boobies. I'll tell you who got the boobies. Bubba did. Those are my boobies.
Bring the turkey.
Bubba has some huge melons, said little Danny.
Over to the main house. A lot of mouths to feed today.
Breathe on it, Donnie. You're sick.
Oh goodness. Right on the glove.
Now, Jay, Jay's a little bit of a germaphobe. And if Jay had seen this, he'd walk home.
Hold on. Wait till you see what comes up next. He goes in the carriage house. He takes that same glove and wipes it on the plate the turkey's going on.
Yeah, I didn't eat anything other than what my wife brought there.
You're a smart man, Jay.
That's the truth. I had a wonderful lasagna that I opened up. I was the first one to cut it, and then I didn't go in anywhere near any of that.
Dang. Bringing the turkey over to the main house.
Don't forget, Romina.
It smells so...
Romina, what do you think about that belt?
Oh, it's lovely.
Good. Oh, my goodness.
Does he sleep with it?
Yes.
As you can see, the gazebo from
showers
the
with
crew.
It. Oh, I do like the gazebo. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Again, guys.
Get fresh.
Big Red Travis.
Thank you so much. Get fresh.
He makes my family sit outside like animals.
Romina,
even
look.
A dog can be inside.
Look, Romina, look at that. Romina, that, whose family is that, Romina?
That's my family. That's my dearest uncle.
Who's
Pablo.
Pablo. And all Dan was to give him a cooler. Look at that.
He's like a Walmart greeter.
He's a Walmart greeter.
And here we have the turkey.
Oh, Christ.
Now watch this.
Oh, yeah.
That same hand he wiped his nose with. Watch, watch.
On the big tray.
Watch. On that tray.
Oh, yes,
there
Dad.
You go.
Spread all the chairs.
You want to talk about, hey, you want to talk about patient zero, Dad Jay? We got him.
Bare hand right there.
Just cover it for now.
And Romina, you can see that he does never, he's never actually.
Doesn't even know what that is.
He's never had to actually.
Gold.
Yeah, he's never actually had to actually cut off a piece of tinfoil and know how big it needs, how much bigger it
no
needs
clue,
to be.
Wooba.
He has no clue, Wooba. Look at it. You can as soon as he tears it off, you can tell it's too short already.
Yeah.
Cuz he has no he has no spatial awareness and he's too busy about flexing his left bicep.
Oh, it looks good though. Look how muscular it is.
He's too worried. He's too worried about coring his left
so
bicep.
Well.
Look at the veins.
Yeah, he's in there just coring it like a bitch.
Look how vascular my forearm
exactly.
is. Next to my gold watch.
Look at
that.
Exactly.
His belt so good.
The reason why he cannot rip off the amount of tinfoil needed is because he's trying to do striations on his left Look at the veins. Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Oh,
way
no.
off.
Way off. Way off.
Too small.
It's a...
Yeah, barely.
Oh.
Barely.
Oh,
look.
No, Danny.
That's, Romina, is that fitting?
No,
by
not
10
at all.
No.
Stick to the boobies, Dan.
Stick to the boobies, Dan.
All right, we hit the breast.
That one he'll get perfect.
Oh, golden brown. Look at that. Aww. Perfect. Juicy.
Same way he, the way that Romina was described on a Friday night. Perfect and juicy.
Those veins.
Mm.
So, I think Dan, off camera, was doing push-ups.
Rubber bands
tied off his biceps.
He's got one of those wrestling rubber band resistance bands.
You're the only thing that got him out of the carriage house all day long.
I know.
This video. He came out for like 6 minutes. And then he went back to the carriage house and
so,
excused
for
himself.
For the 6 minutes that Udiakos got to enjoy Dan, as much as you're making it my fault, I might have been the only thing that got the six-minute appearance at the end of the day.
He was trying to be responsible. He didn't feel very well. It's very unusual for Danny to be sick.
Yeah, Dan, that's why, or Bubba, that's why they don't like you. They're like, man, we could have had a day where Dan didn't come in here at all, but we had to spend 6 minutes because
day,
of Bubba.
Turn off the stove.
See, and Jay, when Dan's not around, there's just a certain amount of relaxness that goes on.
Actually, Dan's a wonderful host.
He's looking
we all like to make jokes about him, but he's a great host.
Look at those striations.
Yeah, man.
Look, he look like a 55-year-old. That's not what 55 looked like when I was a kid.
No, I'm just telling you, Dan, you're my boyfriend and everything, but you look about 43, 44 years old.
Thank you.
Looks like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about that, but he can
give him a lazy eye and some long hair, and he would.
All right,
going to
bring this over.
Lazy eye?
The last couple of videos, he's had a weird kind of lazy eye.
Don't give Aaron Rodgers a lazy eye, Jay.
I like Aaron Rodgers,
buddy.
He's earned my
Come
respect.
On,
I think he's a super stud. I honestly like him. I never did before the show.
All right, hold on.
All right, I got these turkeys covered.
Oh, that's me.
That's me. Before I got told to shut up and go to the room.
10 minutes.
So gross. Romina says something's gross. They probably
or did she say
her.
Roast?
Rose. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, she was describing me.
Gross.
Probably wine, Rosé.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey. And so, hold on.
Forced smile.
Hold on.
Yeah. Bubba, you know
no,
Danny.
No, hold on.
You know Danny. Watch this.
Shh. I was just getting ready to say that, Jay. Watch. Hold on.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on. Hold on. That is world famous if you are as close with Danny as me and Jay. I'm his boyfriend, as Jay is. And that is a... I don't like you, and I know that I have to be, or I can't really blurt out what I want to say for Steel, because Daddy Joe's the one that interrupted the shot, and you know Dan can't say a damn thing to Joe.
Nope.
So look at the forced sizing up who made this comment. Right. Look at this.
Nice and nice.
Hey, Dan.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
That's Dad. Be quiet.
Yeah, that's I don't have a hair in my
ass. I can't really
I don't
say
have,
what I'm thinking.
Exactly. That's, oh, I wish I could tell. If it was any other human being besides the person that uttered that, I would be going off on them.
Mm-hmm.
Forced Willie. Listen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Welcome back. And now we're going to carve a turkey.
You cover it with those nasty hands of yours?
Listen.
And then
listen,
feed it to your... Has anyone gotten sick, Dan, from your family?
Listen to Joe.
Our daughter.
No one got sick.
Awesome.
Listen to Joe. Awesome. Listen to Joe say, oh, okay. Because I think Romina goes, this is for dumbass Bubba. Listen to Joe. He knows the gig. Listen.
We're going to carve the turkey.
Oh, okay.
No, okay, I'll be quiet. No.
Yeah, okay. Why is Dan acting like such a douche with that belt?
It's for Bubba.
Who is it for?
It's for Bubba.
Oh, okay.
His boyfriend.
I know, I hate him.
Me too. Check this.
Hamilton Beach, this and the magic wand. Two best inventions.
Now, Jay, where were you at this juncture?
As far away from him as possible.
Were you outside?
I was outside guarding the cooler.
With the Mexicans?
I was out there.
They weren't sick.
Jay's like, hey, you know what, guys? My brother's a real dick, but I wanted to hang out with you guys and see how you guys are doing.
It
you
was Pino, too, Dan's father-in-law, who is like one of the coolest human beings alive. So I was hanging out with Pino.
By the way, I did wash my hands before I did this.
Of course you did.
Of course you did, right.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Boy, man, that's a big-ass plate. I mean, you're really carb-conscious on this deal.
I'm going to take my seat at the head of the table.
I was walking in right
now. Now, Jay, I just don't understand.
how Daddy Joe wouldn't be at the head of the table.
I sit right next to Dad to his left is where I was sitting.
Right.
And then Danny advised me. Actually, I was sitting to his right. That's my plate of food right there. And Danny told me that's Romina's seat. So I sat on the other side of Dad. So it's Dan's house. That's the way it rolls.
That's, hold on, Romina, you were allowed to sit that close?
She never sat. Danny had like an obligatory seat for her that was like there in case she sat down because she was serving everyone.
But he told her.
It's like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
I'm a servant in my own home.
What is that, Romina?
I'm a servant in my own home.
I was thinking about doing year-end reviews with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And
on the air.
And so, doing it on the air. And more importantly, you have everybody has to write a self-evaluation. And then that's what I go over, is your self-evaluation. And it has to be written in cursive. Handwritten in cursive.
What is that?
Or is that too much? That's too much. Do any of us write in cursive anymore?
No, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
He's a doctor. He scribbles where no one can read it.
It's not cursive.
Yeah, it's Dr. Scratch is what it is.
I could do both.
All right. Let's just go to... Everybody needs to write a year-end review
of themselves.
Of themselves, and their performance on the show, and what they think they bring to the show. I probably need to have a list of questions, right?
Oh, like what are your biggest strengths? What like, could you like, work on?
Like one could be like, where do you see your how do you feel your performance helps the BRN.
Why don't you just do it on the air?
Well, I am doing it on the air, but I'm trying to get through the questions right now. We're trying to formulate. See, Dan, we're trying to formulate the thing right here together, collectively.
Understood.
So we will do the Q&A on the air, but we have to come up with the cues.
With a format.
Number one. And by the way, this isn't me. This is a collective effort here on what we feel would be the most entertaining. And number one. Everybody just help me out here. I can't think of everything, please. Thank you. There's other smart people in the room. Please start chiming in immediately.
What's been your biggest contribution to the show is your first question?
Well, I'm asking. What should be my first question?
I think that's a good question.
Anna, what do you think?
I think that's a good one. And then I think it's always fun when you ask people, like question number two can be, what do you need to work on the most?
Hold on, bitch. Oh. I'm trying to get through one.
Sorry.
Okay, don't get me under two. Don't squirrel me on your number two.
Sorry.
Blitz, help me out with number one. Like kind of like what we're going with. What has been your largest, what do you feel has been your largest contribution to the BRN?
Sure. Okay. I like that.
Lummy, what do you think?
Biggest contribution.
All right, Lummy, so
I wrote it down already. That's
all right. All right, Lummy, what did you officially write down?
Number one, biggest contribution.
Well,
that's not a question. It's just
that's a statement.
Two words.
What's your biggest contribution to the BRN?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. There's number one. Number two. Anna, you had a number two you blurted out. What was it?
Yeah, something along the lines of what's your greatest weakness? So what's the thing that you need to work on the most?
Yes, I like that. Dan, will you second
your
that?
Performance on the show.
I can second that.
All right, all I need is a second. Blitz, will you double insure it with a third?
Triple.
Okay. Let me write down number two as, what was it again?
What's the thing that you could work on the most to have a better performance on the show?
Yeah, there you go. That's a lot for you, Lummy.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure you're working on it now, and then I'll ask you back to parrot it back to me, probably incorrectly. Let's go. Here we go. And let me go ahead for number two.
What do you think you can work on to be better on the show?
Okay. Yeah, somewhat caveman-like, but yes. A caveman version of what Anna said. All right, number three. Mm. Dan, you're a big time. I mean, you manage people. You got people at the surgery center.
I got one.
What would you change on the show?
That's your suggestion. No. Okay, Anna. What's your suggestion?
To improve the show. What modifications would you suggest to improve the show?
Isn't that similar to three?
That is three. I'm just rephrasing it so it makes more sense as a question.
Okay, I'm lost. I thought we had, how many did we have?
We have two so far.
Two right. So far.
So we're working on three.
The third one is like, how can you improve the show? What are ways you can improve the show?
Yeah, I was going to say something along the lines of, what are three goals that you want to accomplish here by this time next year?
Jesus, this is getting pretty.
Oh my God.
I don't know. That's what we did at Cox.
So awkward.
Whatever.
I'm reading this website that has all these like questions to ask for the evaluations. Well, this is ridiculous.
Maybe we need to go with that one. Make a ridiculous one.
Right? It's like super corporate. Here, I'll send you the.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want ours not to be corporate.
I know, but here's.
And ours so far
who
feels.
Who would you vote off the show?
How can we promote equity in the show?
Oh, Blitz. No. Now look what it did to me. And now it took. Oh, look.
Oh, no.
It took my entire screen away.
What the hell?
As I'm going over here.
Oh, no.
It took mine. And I'm afraid to let go of it. Oh, where do I let go of it at?
Oh, no.
Because I'm afraid that if I let.
Lon Johnson.
Oh, Lon. I don't know if I let go of this box. Oh, there we go.
Oh, thank
Jesus.
God.
What?
It's literally about Jesus.
Yes, I want to continue on. Yes, I do. I want to sign in. I want to continue on. I want to do it all. This is a corporate self-evaluation.
Yeah. Well, these are questions that you can add to yourself.
Review your job description. Are there any areas of the job that take additional time? And I don't want you to review what you do. Here's your performance. Okay.
Feed Papa.
What were your primary objectives in your role, and what to the extent do you feel you achieved them? I'm exhausted even asking that question. I don't even want to hear your stupid answer.
These are like college essay questions.
Yeah, get this off.
These are corporate jobs they want you to do when you write your self-eval.
Yeah, that's why none of us can work in corporate America.
Ugh.
Amen.
And so anyway, number one, we got Lummy as what?
What's your biggest contribution to the BRN?
What's number two?
What do you think you can work on to be better on the show?
All right. Now, number three. Help me out here, Dan. You said what? I feel number two was somewhat three-ish when you were asking about what can you do better, and I think that, you know, number two kind of addresses that as well.
What are some suggestions to improve the show?
All right, yes. I like that. Anna?
I was going to say, what's a goal that you have that you would like to accomplish by this time next year?
Exactly. Okay.
That's a standard one.
Yeah. So let's go suggestions, goals, blah, blah, blah. Let's go number three. What goal do you have?
You mean four?
No, I don't think that we...
I think we're on
think we only
three.
Have two locked in.
We do.
We're still doing three, Dan. He's just refining it.
We can't agree on nothing.
He lost the belt. He lost his brains. Okay. I got it.
Yeah. And suddenly you're smart.
Yep.
Hey, guys, guess what? The heat between them are real.
Yeah. So we got what goal do?
What? Lummy, what? What?
I got what goal do
I got
you?
Dan and on a high spot, and you're coming in with a Jimmy Hart run in. What? What, Lummy?
I don't know. What's number three?
You? Lummy, I'm Vince McMahon in the back, and I have no idea what's going on. I don't have any idea either. I don't know if we're in two, arguing over three, or we've locked in three and we're already on to four, but I feel like three is somewhat close to four, and so I was going to try to merge a three into a four, but Dan wants me to make it a four, and I wanted it to keep it a merge.
All I do is just see her teeth reflecting in the belt.
No, Dan, the former, let me write this down on your rules.
He's just jealous. It's
the
okay.
Former belt holder cannot continue to harass the new belt holder.
Oh, come on.
Or they'll get a belt ban.
Blitz, can you imagine if this is World Wrestling Federation or WWE or whatever, and, you know, the guy's got the belt like Honky Tonk or one of the guys.
The new belt holder needs a safe space.
Yeah, and so the new belt holder, he's back in the dressing room, and the
getting
old belt,
triggered.
And the old belt holder is just going over there nonstop. You know, Vince is going to go ahead and give that back to me here in a few weeks. You know that. I mean, you're a real piece of shit. I saw the audience, man. I mean, everybody took the whole entire crowd took a crap on it when they announced you tonight. And you were coming down there with the belt.
The Big Fildo, 5,000.
Oh my God, what's up with that?
Thanks, Big Fildo.
Closing out the
Thank
month.
Thank you so much.
Burning gas, seeing taillights. Thank you, the Big Fildo. But so the guy that just lost the belt, he's back there just in the back saying, man, crowd really hates you as the champion. You didn't get a pop tonight. I'm going to get that belt back. No.
I'm going to go tell Vince.
I'm going to go tell Vince, man, that you're not over. I sold more pictures than you did tonight, buddy. Merchandise sales was quite brisk on my deal. I didn't see any honky-tonk shirts. That's a shoot.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, Anna, you might just be like the Honky Tonk Man where we just had to make a quick strap change, but we're going to give it back to Hogan soon.
Oh.
You don't want to be the Honky Tonk Man.
I don't want to be the Honky Tonk Man.
Hey,
didn't want to be the honky tonk man. No. Nobody wanted to be the honky tonk man, including the honky tonk man.
Not even Wayne didn't want to be the honky tonk man.
Man, you guys don't even have any idea. You know what, Blitz? I should get into that whole honky tonk stuff because it was so funny. Dan, honky tonk man hated me bad, right?
Right. Well, and I thought he did hate you. That was real, right?
It was real.
Right.
Because he just hated how close Hogan and I were.
Yeah, then you got kind of a, you know, an easier path into his life.
Just whatever. He just was just whatever. He just didn't like me. Mm-hmm. So we called him up one time as the regular guys, or I don't know, Todd and Jim, some morning show, and we're interviewing him, but he was really us. And halfway in between, we're like, Wayne, you're so stupid. This is Bubba the Love Sponge, your arch enemy, the guy that hates you. Mm-hmm. And we just started cutting on him. Saying that we blasted his wife and just everything.
Well, you were on his list, weren't you?
Yeah, you were on his list.
I was on his ass-kicking list.
Oh, he had a list?
No, yeah, he's got an ass-kicking list, which we might want to steal. We need to have an ass-kicking list.
I had a list for a while.
You did, for real?
Yeah.
Remember, Dan used to write down people's names in chat that he didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, but I figured out who everybody is, and now I just canceled
it. See, I got a real life. But I do have a real list in life. Like, you know, there's
like a hit list.
Well, there's two people that if they died... There's two or three people in radio that if they died, I would just be so happy.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, cool. That's the best news I've heard all day.
Well, nobody can figure out a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, you know, karma's a bitch. About time, something like, you know, I was wondering when something was going to happen. How much longer you could live that fraud. So, Dan, do you have a list? Like, not of anybody that you would necessarily kill, but that you certainly...
Oh, I have a list of people I'd kill, and people I hate, and people I'd cheer and jump up and down when they die.
Me too.
Anna's on that list.
No, that's just...
Sad face.
It's not even real heat there, Dan.
That's not heat.
There are people that, like, if they died... People that are kind of close to me, if they died, I don't think I'd really care. I feel like there's a lot of people like that in my life, and then I think that, you know, something's wrong with me.
Well, so you're saying, like, there's people in
that
your
I don't
life.
Hate, but if they died, I'd be like, okay, it happens.
But they're in, I think your sister's one of them.
No, I don't want her to die. I would care if she died.
Again, back to, you wouldn't be, you know, I think she's one of the ones that would be like, okay, I love her. She lived her life, but okay, whatever.
No.
She's gone.
No, I would grieve her loss, but there are other people in my that are pretty close to me, I feel, that I know somewhat well, but I just, they don't have any impact on me emotionally, I feel, in terms of, you know, value in my life.
I still cry when I think about Pookie and when I watch the movie Hoosiers. And when they sing Back Home Again in Indiana for the Indy 500, those are the three, those are my three triggers to get me to cry.
And Bambi. Didn't you almost cry during that Bambi scene?
Well, we all cried at Bambi.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Bambi.
Were you rooting for the hunter, bitch?
No. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, no.
That was a sad movie.
Hold on, Blitz. You're going to try to tell me you are so hardened and such a black soul that you were pulling for the hunter during Bambi.
Well, during a fictional animated film.
Well, yes,
sicko.
But I did cry a little bit yesterday because for some reason recently I started following a Doberman thing on Instagram.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. And I watched it yesterday and it kind of got
like
me.
Abusing yourself.
Hey, I tell you what I like to watch. There's this guy, I forget what his name is, Sadie the Shepherd.
Okay.
Her name's Sadie the Shepherd and she's a German Shepherd. Mm-hmm. Well, they put the computer generated voice as if she's talking.
Right.
And it's funnier than hell. So basically they have like this little tampon like device.
It's a little douche.
Lummy.
You can't say that?
Well, yeah, you can, but it's not a douche. It's like a little pencil thin vagina. I mean, pencil thin tampon, is it not?
No, you shoot,
you shoot it in
there.
Yeah,
it's like a
douche.
I know,
the applicator
is like a syringe.
Yeah, the applicator is like a syringe kind of deal. With no needle, obviously with a tip that's not going to hurt you. And then you blast in this juice, right?
Yeah.
You get to swish it around and gurgle with it or anything?
I don't think you have to. I think there's other things that swish it around.
What do you mean?
A coffee stirrer.
No, for real.
Yeah, your penis.
Oh. I was going to say, like, I didn't know if you had to, like, you know, lay on your back and then kick your legs over
minutes.
Your head and try to get, you know, try to squish, you know, get it all in there.
A little breakdance spin.
You... after you apply, go to the garage and get some cardboard, and then do a break dance spin, head onto your back, and you should be have wish wash on all in there nicely. I mean, right?
Yeah, why not?
Now, Dan, I wonder if after you do that, you have to Kegel up for a little bit and not let any of the liquid out. Like, I wonder if you have to, like, you know, like cross your legs or something to make it right.
Yeah, or just put the plug in. I mean, I don't know. No, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's thick, and then you don't have to worry about it dribbling out.
You mean?
And it probably has a little bit of lube to it, so I'm sure, you know, there's a couple advantages.
But then at the end of the day, isn't all that gunk in your, well, I mean, hold on, let me just go ahead and back. My mind's getting a little ahead of itself here.
Yeah.
Okay, isn't all the liquid that was from the applicator inside of your vagina?
Yes.
That's
okay. Where it needs to go.
And there could be other stuff that gets put in there.
Right.
All right. Isn't that, I mean, aren't you like, I feel like a pack meal, you're holding a lot of stuff? And don't you think you maybe need to get all that stuff out?
There's plenty of room there.
I'm sure there's a lot of room in there, and I'm sure there's a little bit of dribblage. So, you know.
Dan, is that a medical term?
Dribble?
Dribblage.
Dribblage I made up.
Okay.
But I really like it. If the vagina drools a little bit, that's okay.
I mean, what happens when your wife gets too full? She gets what?
A little dribblets.
Not dribblets.
Dribblets.
You know why
dribblets.
I like you on the show? Because you're dumber than me when it comes to grammar.
Isn't it dribblets?
I mean, I look like a Harvard scholar
with
regards to grammar. And I'm horrible. Like, I'm dumb. I mispronounce a lot of things. I hack up the English language like I was a serial killer. But you are even dumber than me, which makes me feel good about myself, which is a great dynamic for the show, Lummy.
Thank you, sir.
You serve your purpose.
So, Lummy, what is it?
It's driblets.
It's what?
Driblets. 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 Dr. Dan?
Nope, that's not right. You're not saying it correctly. Dan made up a word about a woman when she had the new birth control juice along with some potential Flexi. Other juice in her vagina, which could potentially happen. Dan called it a certain mm-hmm. thing.
He did. Very specific.
Very specific. Then you were writing it down. I went to you to parrot what Dan had said.
Let me sweating.
And you come up with driplets.
Driplage.
What?
Driplage.
Are you saying it like
that? Because
he's trying
Dribblage.
To read it from the chat. Dribblage.
French?
Dribblage. Dribblage.
They actually give him a phonic.
They're phonetically typing it.
Poor Lummy.
Driplets. Lips.
Not drip lips. I mean, technically, you could be correct on that, but that's not what we're calling it.
Dripple, 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 dripply. Drip,
triple, triple, little star.
Driplets. Driplets. Is that it?
There's no T.
Mm-mm.
Oh, dripless. Dripless? No T's. Dripless. No one's helping me again! Dr. Dan, come on!
Dan,
I clapped when I gave you the belt!
Give it to him one more time. You didn't have anything to do with
it. I know, but I clapped!
Dribblage.
Oh, I clapped!
Dribblage.
Oh, dribblage. That was close.
You still said it wrong.
The soft G.
Oh, dribblage.
Dribblage.
No. Dribblage.
Like age?
No, it's not. Dribblage. There's not A on it. Dribblage. No, it's dribblage.
Dribblage.
No.
Jesus.
Dribblage.
Dribblage.
No. Dribblage.
Dribblage.
No. Dribblage.
Dribblage.
No.
Dribblage. Dribblage.
No.
I'm confused. No,
yeah, that sounds
dribblage.
Dribblage.
There you go.
Dribblage.
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 Don't get mad about it, Lummy.
Stop pronouncing this fake word wrong.
I feel bad for the guy that just turned the radio on and wants to know what the hell's going on.
Bubba's talking about dribblage.
Dribblage.
And here's every dude knows exactly what word dribblage is.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Dribblage.
It may not be a word, but you all know what we're talking about, you should be able to put all this together. It's dribblage.
Dribblage.
God damn it.
I'm going to move on. Lummy, you're so stupid.
I can't. I'm trying to have the E instead of the A.
Oh.
Dribblage.
What's with that? At the end.
I have to be tough.
It has to be tough at the end.
I
can't
be tough with my tongue. It wants to do something else.
I have to be tough. Tough about what?
My tongue.
He said tough with his tongue.
You have to be tough on your tongue while describing...
Yeah, because you keep wanting to do something else.
Something that's leaking out of a woman?
Yeah, a dribble.
It's like somebody's hitting you in the gut on the last syllable. Dribble. Dribble. God, you're stupid. Say it correctly, Dan. Lemmy.
Dribblage.
There you go.
Right. You got it.
There, see?
And while we're ahead.
And Lemmy, I will be coming back to you but before the end of the program for you to pronounce that. So I would write it right down in your Trapper Keeper.
I am.
So that you'll be able to recite it correctly upon called upon. Lemmy, what's it called?
Dribblage.
Okay.
I'll take it, that one. It's good.
So
you have a little dribblage, but that's okay. I mean, that's all right. Most of it stays in there, and I'm sure you don't need all of it.
And they're saying
they're probably coats.
That it's organic, like it's not hormonal-based. So I got to think that that's probably better for a woman, right?
I don't know if it's organic, but yeah.
It may not be organic, but it's not hormones.
So it's not going to, a lot of times that women that are on birth control pills have two or three little complaints. One is weight gain. Another one is depression. And the other one is acne.
I get all three of those and I'm not on the pill, Dan.
You need to change your birth control.
It says the ingredients are lactic acid, citric acid, and potassium bitartrate.
Really? Squeeze a lemon in there.
Yeah, that's what it
sounds like to me, Blitz, that the acidity stuff kills the sperm.
Yeah, pH isn't friendly to sperm.
Yeah.
So if you just coat your penis with like maybe orange juice or something,
that'd probably feel great going.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I mean, it's a bunch of acid-based stuff, right?
Just cut the middleman and bang an orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just microwave an orange, and you know what? It's going to end up being far less expensive in the long run. Yeah.
How many seconds?
To what?
An orange.
Oh, I've never done an orange to completion. I usually get tired after it. How long can you bang an orange?
No. How long do you put in the microwave first to warm it up?
Oh, that's what you're asking.
I thought you were asking about how long you bang it.
Wow.
I don't know.
He said microwave.
Oh, I'd say probably 30 seconds.
Whoa, better be a big orange. You burn yourself.
Why don't you just do grapefruit? Go grapefruit.
Applesauce and mayonnaise are more efficient than oranges. And a hot sock is the best. Like, I'm just telling you, a hot, wet, rolled-up sock really does the trick.
Like an ankle sock? Or you need, like, a crew?
I need an ankle sock, and Blitz, you probably need the ones that go past your calves.
A tube sock?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we gotta finish out our evaluation.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Lemmy.
We're stuck on number three. What goal do you?
Let's just say, what goal do you have? What's number two?
Do you think you can work on to be better on the show?
All right. So number three would be what goal? Well, we got to come up with number three.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
What goal?
No, everybody help me. Number three. We got to go three. And
what
then
goal do you want to set for yourself for the upcoming year that
you'd
like to achieve by next year?
Put that. Show related. Like, I don't care about, you losing weight or
how many
chicks you can blast from Amateur Works. Like, I don't want be our end goal.
Well, all right, there goes all of mine. I gotta.
So keep me in back line.
So number four should be then. Who do you think is the weakest link?
Oh God!
How is that a self evaluation?
Well, I mean, it's a company questionnaire.
Okay.
So number four needs to be, who do you think contributes the least and why? Oh yeah.
Should that be anonymous?
No, we're doing it on the air.
No, let's not be pussies, and let's step up and confront the weak. And guess what? I can be included in that too.
Oh. Yeah, can we have a list of people who's included in all this?
Everybody's included.
Everybody.
No one's off limits.
All right, hold on. Let me tell you who's off limits. Jay and Brian.
Damn it.
Just because those guys are not here enough to,
easy targets.
Yeah. Okay. So in play... For question number four is, who is the weakest, part of our business and why? Who's the weakest part of the BRN and why? And I'm in play, Lemmy's in play, Dan's in play, Blitz is in play, Anna's in play, and Jesus is in play.
Okay.
So just not Jay and Brian.
Yeah, I'm making the notes.
It's six people.
I just made the notes.
It would be easier to write down who's in play than not in play.
Right.
Because some people would forget
not.
Jesus. So go ahead and give me the list.
Bubba, Lummy, Jesus, Blitz, on Dr. Dan.
You mean to really throw you a curveball, buddy?
Yes. No.
Not only are you writing down our employee evaluation on air, our on-air employee evaluation year-end report from the Penske file. But Lummy, do you remember our disorders?
Yes. Well, I gotta. Sorry, it's.
Do you remember our disorders,
yeah,
buddy?
Yeah. Do you want me to go through them now?
Well, yeah. No, I want you to go through them tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I. No, oh. I want you to go through them.
Bubba is a savant, schizoaffective, schizoaffective.
I don't think that was.
Yeah, savant, schizoaffective.
I think it was. Is Dan? Was that it?
Savant, schizoaffective. Yes.
Okay.
Lummy is Stockholm autistic.
No, I think we had another one on there.
Not for me. Yes.
Blitz, I don't have them written down. I lost my list.
Yeah, I can't think of any we had for Lummy.
Yeah.
Lummy, what were you again?
Stockholm autistic.
Here's someone that you mess up on all the time because we threw a new one on Dan.
Yep, I got it.
You sure?
I hope so.
Now, by the way, we're not vying for the belt here.
Yeah, I know.
The belt's back where it needs. The belt's back home.
Yeah. Dr. Dan Diaco.
I want Botox next Friday. The belt's back home.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right where it needs to be.
Lummy, what is Dan?
Dr. Dan Diaco is narcissistic and a sociopath.
No.
That's what we added.
Wasn't on it. We had one more on. There was one more we had added.
No, it was just narcissistic. And so we added sociopath because he was just
sociopath
a narcissist.
Was added.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's right. Yes.
Anna, clingy, needy, Asperger's, BDS, which is a body dysmorphic syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah, you got that.
Good job, Lummy.
Blitz is BPD, which is a borderline personality disorder.
Thought we threw another one on top of him, too, or did we not?
No. Yes. Tyler.
He goes, yes, like this is really a game.
Yeah.
He really thinks he's winning something.
Right, ding, 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 ding. Tyler is PTSD for being Bubba's son. And don't forget Jay.
Oh, yeah, what's Jay?
Controlled multiple personality disorder.
Now, Danny, what do you think about that evaluation?
That's good.
A controlled multiple personality disorder.
Yes, I like it.
All right.
It's appropriate.
So, Lummy, we have our four questions for our employee evaluation, self-evaluation.
Do we have number five or no?
I don't know that we need. I mean, okay, we could.
What will be changed about, like, maybe you?
Ooh, make it about me.
No. Yeah,
make it about you.
Yeah, make it about me.
Mm-hmm.
So number five is, how do you think Bubba, what do you think Bubba could do?
To improve the program.
To improve our business. Ooh. That's a great one, Lummy. What are the all four? Let me get my calendar out so we can plan this event immediately. All right, Lummy. What are the five questions that we're going to have as part of our year-end employee self-evaluation questionnaire?
Number one, what's your biggest contribution to the BRN? Number two, what do you think you can work on to be better on the show? Number three, what goal do you want to achieve for next year that is show related? Number four, who do you think is the weakest link on the show?
And why?
And why?
See, that was so important and you missed it.
I didn't hear that part.
What do you need? You have your headphones on? The show not working?
I was writing down the list also of who's in play. And then number five, what do you think Bubba could do to improve programming?
In full disclosure, I've been in Charleston, South Carolina for 11 years. I've been the morning man there for 11 years. It's my longest gig ever in radio, ever. And I could not be any more thankful for Lynn Martin 11 years ago giving me the opportunity to do mornings through various program directors and various just we've been a constant. We might be the longest tenured personality maybe in the history of 98 Rock on Charleston. I don't know that anybody's worked there longer on the air than us. which makes my announcement even more sad. But we've come to a contract impasse, and it looks like we're going to part ways at the end of the year. And I want Len Martin, the owner, to not think that I'm doing this as a negotiation ploy, because I'm not. The number that I will not budge on is very, 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 very fair. And the number that you won't budge on is quite frankly insulting. But I want to be as professional as I possibly can on the way out. My last show in Charleston looks like it's going to be December, Friday?
17th.
If indeed Charleston continues to carry the program, I wouldn't be surprised that they maybe even after today, they may cut the program because I've said what I have said. But I say this respectfully, and I'm not saying it as a ploy or any type of, I'm not asking you to call the station. I'm not asking you to, it's not a big save Bubba's job deal. I think the decision has been made. People in Charleston on 98.1 are going to have to figure out how to find us by other means, which is why you need to go to our YouTube channel. And it kind of lays out, how can I listen to Bubba if he's no longer on the radio? I've been positioning and posturing for this, knowing that this day is going to happen for a while. And deep down, I hope indeed that we do come to an agreement and that I am back January 3rd as your morning guy.
Absolutely.
That's what I want more than anything. That's what I prefer. That's what I would prefer, would be come back. And again, this is not a ploy. This is not, trying to get people unraveled and freak people of Charleston out. It's just, it's business. And the figure that Mr. Martin says is too much is very fair. And I'm just going to be honest, Len, the figure you gave me it makes me feel like I just started radio last week. I would hope that you had a little more respect for me than that. That being said, we potentially, I don't know, at any day could be pulled off of Charleston because of this conversation in itself. But I want nothing more than to come back, and I hope that we can come to terms. But if not, it's going to be sad. I mean, a lot of times you don't know what you got till it's gone, and, being on the same radio station doing mornings for 11 years, going on 12 years in radio, quite frankly, is unheard of. So I hope it works out. I really do. And if not, Charleston, we look forward to seeing you on Twitch. We look forward to you going to our podcast, our YouTube, our Facebook, and various other, our BubbaArmyRadio.com. You could listen to the show. Tune in. We hope you find us. We hope you find us. And I hope you listen to 98 Rock. Continue to listen to 98 Rock as well, when whoever potentially they bring in. I would assume that they're going to bring in like a free beer and hot wings or just do music in the morning, something like that. But whatever. I hope indeed we're back January 3rd. But I would say if I was a betting man, we won't be. There, I said it. Blitz,
you're right.
Was
yeah.
that, I mean, was I disrespectful?
Not
Jay,
at all.
Was I,
no.
I mean,
good.
Like,
it was factual.
Perfect.
I don't think it was
that's
inappropriate.
That comes from one of my lawyers. Plus, Dan's got the strap. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Lost it and got it back.
Same day.
You know, Muffy.
Dad looked at him.
You know,
so
Muffy,
funny.
I was just trying to get that back on your shoulder, kid.
Thank you.
I need Botox next Friday. So you're on your period now.
Yeah.
Okay. How long does your period usually last?
It's like two heavy days, and then it just tapers off.
So,
but it's usually about... And then sometimes it'll disappear for 2 days and come back on the sixth day. But
peekaboo.
It's usually like
your period's playing whack-a-mole.
Pretty much.
All right. So 6 days?
Yeah, but
see,
again,
I know
like,
some girls that only like in 3 days and they're out.
Yeah,
you can start getting in them up in the mix.
Yeah, but sometimes I won't see anything for 4 or 5.
You can get up in the mix
four,
every
five,
day, Bubba.
And then day six.
Oh, no, I'm not a guy that likes to get up in a period mix at all.
Well, what's wrong with some natural lube?
Ew.
Let's just stop with
it
this conversation.
It is really gross.
Let's stop with this conversation. Ew. You know, you guys heard about the time that I...
Yeah. You got a little mustache on your face.
Looked like the Joker.
I also said, God damn, Bubba. You should see your face. It looks like a murder scene. I go, what are you talking about, Sumo? And he goes...
I couldn't tell if that was Sumo or Dion.
That was Sumo. Damn, Bubba. Your face looks like Bozo the Clown. Ronald McDonald. You look like, I think Ronald McDonald had a big old red patch right on his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That and Madeira Beach has sworn me off those two things. I mean, it's I've had very traumatic.
Yeah, it's PTSD.
Well, the
I need it.
The Ronald McDonald thing, you didn't know about going in, did you?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No.
I don't think she did either, right?
I don't know. She had to have. Yeah, with that volume. With that volume. I mean, you don't understand. It traumatized me. I mean, I went right to the showers, and she was in the shower, and I yelled at her like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah, so she hated you.
That is gross. Like, the other thing, whatever.
She was in the shower, and I walked. Opened up the door and I go, hey, look at my face. And she goes, oh my God.
Like she didn't know. Come on.
Well, yeah. Sometimes people start it and then it just starts on your face.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, man, if for you girls out there, don't start that on your fella's face.
Yeah. It's hold it in.
No, it's a bad look.
It's bad for everything.
Yeah.
It mentally scarred me.
I don't blame you.
I'm afraid. Like, it's like I'm freaked out over that.
Yeah. Why am I eating?
Bitch.
Why am I eating a stack of pennies?
She was hot though.
Worth it?
No. Huh?
Not that hot.
No,
she had a nose ring.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hoop or stud?
Hoop.
Ugh.
She had a hoop nose ring, and I was like, "Hey, if we're gonna hang out, you're gonna have to take that out."
Did she?
So she period it on my face and left.
Wow.
Never saw her again.
She got the last laugh.
She did. She's like, oh, you want me to take my nose ring out? Okay, well, guess what? How you doing there, Ronald McDonald?
That's how we work.
We're going to start calling Blitz. That's going to start just so we can not get in trouble. We would. Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, like we have Madeira Beach. People know what that is. We don't have to go any further.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's Bubba.
So we got Madeira Beach and we got Ronald McDonald, both sexual escapades that I got myself involved in.
Those eyes are creepy, man.
Yeah, I think that McDonald's actually has kind of discontinued Ronald McDonald because of the creep factor.
They've changed it quite a bit.
Yeah, if you look at modern day Ronald McDonald, he's probably got some baggy clothes on with like an iPad or something like that. I don't even know. Can somebody? So yeah, that's called Ronald McDonald. Mm. And so this girl Ronald McDonald me, and it was, you know, it's to the day they lay me in my casket, I'll never forget that in Madeira Beach.
No, the Ronald McDonald part's gross, but you won't do the other thing.
No, I don't. Not
really.
No. You mean intercourse?
Right.
No. Hmm. Mm-mm. Because
you just lay a towel down and
right.
Because this is how I figure it. You're doing blood to blood.
So? What?
I'm just saying, like, blood to you're blood? Dealing with blood here.
Yeah.
I guess, well, okay, so.
I'm just saying, like, I'm dealing with blood. I'm not dealing with body excrements. I'm not dealing with body's natural lubrication or spit or anything like that. I'm dealing with blood.
I mean, and that's just natural.
Okay, so I'm not saying if you're with a crick, but, like, if you're actually with somebody, you don't do that?
No. Okay. Not because of any, like, the uncleanliness or, like, you know, you might have something in your blood. I just don't like to deal with blood.
Okay.
I don't want any blood that you got up, you know, in a piston-like motion on my penis. Mm. You know, hey, when you see those big CNC machines and they're cutting metal, you see them throwing, like, some water or some lubrication in there right. to cut that metal. You can't be lubing with blood.
No.
Who lubes with blood?
Yeah, you know.
People.
Not so smart.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Even if you're married to the girl, I don't want your blood inside or on me. Please. Right?
I get it. I mean, it's gross.
Are you not dealing with blood?
That's you what are.
That's, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just don't like blood. I don't have a blood phobia where, like, if I see blood, I get freaked out or anything like that. I just don't want to be frolicking around in it.
I understand.
On my penis.
Mm-hmm. On, like, the heavy days, it's not good. But, you know, whatever. Hey.
The light days. You're a weirdo, okay?
Yeah, whatever. Sometimes you got to get it in.
Yeah, the light days.
Yeah.
There's right? other things. Mommy's
with me on this one.
No. Yeah. There's other things that a girl can do to take care of her man when she's on her period.
Maybe she wants some.
Right.
Maybe she wants a good rogering.
And you're not going to do the Ronald McDonald on
they
her.
They do say, Anna, that women do get horniest when they're on their period. Is that true?
How
would you know?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person.
I still get horny. I just don't go around and bang a bunch of dudes.
Mm. Mm. You have a lot of more inner fortitude than us guys, because when we get horny, we gotta take care of it.
And take care of yourself.
Well, we do. We do. But if we could get the real thing, we would certainly want to get that too, even if it was a bigger girl.
What about if she was spotting? Still a no?
Trying to get me on a technicality.
See?
I mean, spotting's not too bad.
That's
though.
What I'm saying.
To me, it's a no.
Get yourself a couple cricks.
I'm masturbating before I'm dealing with somebody that's spotting.
Well, there you go. Mm.
That's the official statement here at the BRN.
Okay.
I think me and Lummy are on the other camp on that
that's
one.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm not gonna, and we're not asking my son about this.
No,
okay?
I didn't mention it at all.
Hello?
Hello?
Call.
Oh, you know it's me? I want your address. I want to send you my Howard Holiday card, Bubba.
Oh, is this Marianne from Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Marianne, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And aren't you glad I called you that day when you got on Howard? They've been playing a lot of the fake Bubba now.
I'm very honored when you gave me the heads up. And then I'm also super cool that Howard put me right on.
So am I. I'm so happy you got on. See?
So now, Marianne, can I ask you a question? Out of all, like, radio guys that are still in radio, I think me and maybe Kid Chris are the only ones that Howard even like anymore, I think.
And also Chris Booker.
Oh, yeah, of course, Booker.
Chris Booker.
Right. And Booker just got a pretty good gig, I think, back in L.A., I think.
Yes, he's back in L.A., but we still have, don't forget, Madison on Sirius. And he also loves, oh, God, I can't think of her name. The one he listens to when he's doing the Peloton. I lost track of her name. She's going to be mad.
Marianne, for on regular radio, Marianne from Brooklyn. From Marianne.
I'm sorry.
No, but you know what? Now, but hold on. I don't think these other radio personalities just give you carte blanche and let you go on the air like I do. I mean, you know, I like having you on my show now. No disrespect to Howard, but I like having you on occasionally sometimes too.
Right. Well, you know, Bubba, I'm more of, you know, I call about Howard for your show, and I appreciate the fact that you do pick up on me, because you know I'm going to say
you're going to always have some great news and some very good information that I need, yes. and that's when you call to promote Howard. So anytime that happens, just call us, because we're here for you. Okay.
We go way back. So can you put me on hold so I could get your address? Because you're going to see my hat. You know, I even make – who? What radio personality has a fan who makes Howard holiday cards after them? Do any of the Bubba fans make a card about you, Bubba?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Probably not. But you tell me right now, what other radio personality is going to get a Christmas card from Howard himself and Marianne from Brooklyn? Zero, Bubba Clem. Am I not right? Because I do get a Christmas card or a holiday card from Howard and Beth every year. And so now I'll have one from him. And right. Now, that's a pretty exclusive club, yeah. Would you not
agree?
Well,
I sent it to you before, but this year I think you changed your address, because I have your old address. So who's ever back there could put me on hold and give me the new address.
All right, well, Bubba. We will do that right now, okay, babe?
Merry, Merry Christmas. Happy Howard New Year. Love you, Bubba. Thanks for picking up on me.
All right, hold on, Marianne, okay?
69-39. Yesterday was Howard and Robin's 40th anniversary. You believe that?
No, 69-39, right?
That was me last year when I opened the safe for the new contract 5 years. And this year, him and Robin and Howard are 40-year anniversary. You believe it yesterday?
Yes, I do believe it. I love them
Amazing.
Both. Let me put you on hold, okay, honey?
Thank you.
All right, Mary. Mary from Brooklyn. Let me just pick up the phone and give her.
That's what I just told. Yep, I told
our,
him that.
Our station address.
Yep, that's what I just told him.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Two women in a row. How about that, huh?
I have a question for Dan.
Well, Dan's only.
Go ahead.
Dan's.
Oh, what do you do?
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I know that's not Dan.
All right. Well, Dan's not here right now. He's probably in surgery right now, saving some women's breasts. But I know,
okay.
I know a lot. I'm his boyfriend and his assistant, so I've seen a lot of procedures.
Dr. Clem answer the question.
I'm a new listener, very new, and I love you guys, and I talk very highly of you because I think you're hysterical.
Now, how did you find us?
I actually, by chance, was going through the radio one day on my way to work and started listening, and probably about 2 months ago, and I am hooked.
What market?
I am in Navarre, Florida. I just moved here a couple of years ago.
So what station do you listen to? Is it 103.1?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep, 103.1.
Now, don't you love that format, Florida Man Radio? Don't you love that format?
Absolutely. I listen to it all day long. That's all I listen to.
All right,
to on
so
radio.
Just so I can statistically, how old are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm 52.
All right, so you're 52-year-old female, very established, you know, and obviously probably somewhat cynically wired like we are. You probably didn't know anything about us or who we were, and you happened to just stumble upon us, and then you're like, wow, this is like different than anything that's usually on the radio. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
Absolutely, and everything you say, trust me, I'm right there with you. I'm 100%. So,
now, what is your first name?
M, the letter M.
So you'll just be, you can just be M, M from Navarro, if that's cool.
That's perfect.
But
yeah.
M from Navarro, because you're brand new and you're not been tainted by some of my shadiness that I've gotten in trouble for.
She still has access to the internet.
But you listen to the show as a new listener of this show and not any other of my era. I would like for every month or so, just pick up the phone and during your commute, call in and give us like a little report, because most people, you know, have a very tainted view. They've been with us for so long. They like us, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're truly a virgin listener, if you will. I'd love to get your perspective on how you think we're doing.
Well, I love that I can be a virgin again. That's well, great.
I mean, what other show can make you? No, we're not going to ask her her vag score, guys. I don't know if you're familiar, but sometimes we ask women what their vaginal score is. But I think that might be a little too much for you this early.
I'm not sure. No, but what is that exactly?
Well, if you must, I mean, if you're demanding that I tell you, it is how many children you've had. Plus how many men you've slept with over 8 inches. You add those two numbers, and it gets you the vag score.
Yeah, I don't think I want to. I have two children. I'm going to leave it at that.
Right, and you probably had a few Florida State football players back in the day. So what?
Absolutely not.
So I'm just saying, babe, right?
She said you're way off course there.
That's why, you guys, I didn't want to ask her her vag score, because sometimes it's a little disrespectful to a new listener. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Maybe she doesn't like Florida State.
Maybe it was the Gators, yeah. A couple of the Gator guys. Maybe it was a couple of
Miami.
I think she's from out of state.
Yeah.
I am from out of state. Yeah. I absolutely am.
You have a little bit, you kind of have a little New England feel about you.
I'm originally from Philadelphia, born and raised.
God, how good am I, Anna? I mean, I know it's not really from New England, but it's close enough. It's East Coast.
It's North.
Yeah.
It's East Coast. And then I moved to Georgia and lived there for 26 years, raised my children.
Now, when did you live in Philly?
Gosh, I left there in 91.
All right, do you remember Q102 in Philly?
Absolutely.
I used to work at Q102 in Philly back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
What year? Because you was probably still there.
I was there in 90. 90, 91 is when I was there.
There you go.
And I lived I lived in Bala Cynwyd.
You could be the father of her kids.
I lived in Bala Cynwyd, right by St. Joe's University.
She went to school there.
I went to school, because I went to school all over the place. My parents were famous for moving me all over. But I went to school in Bala Cynwyd. I did probably a year or two there.
Right. And then remember St. Joe's University?
Absolutely. I dated a guy that went to St. Joe's.
Yeah.
Yep.
And was he over 8? Just asking. So now, are you married? Are you married to him?
Yes. Yes.
Now, have you got your, was your husband familiar with the show, or have you gotten him up to speed on the show?
No, I've gotten him up to speed. He did know of you and has no bad words. He's never has a bad word to say about anybody. I'm like the rough one of the bunch, but I don't know. I looked up a little bit about you, but you know what? Past is past. I don't really care.
Yeah, I was part of a real big sex tape scandal. My wife slept with Hulk Hogan, and it was just...
Yeah, I thought I read something like that.
Yeah,
but,
you
know,
thought
we
said...
all have a past.
We do.
All have a past.
I mean, and why not have a past?
And
I mean, if you're going to have... I mean, if you're going to let your wife sleep with somebody, it might as well be somebody real famous, right?
Yeah. Right? Absolutely.
I mean, right?
You wouldn't want it to be the milkman or something.
No, it wasn't, and it pretty much ruined my life. I lost everything, but I mean, hey, I'm here. At least I got a chick named M from Navarro that's kick ass and married, and she, I mean, Blitz, we have to be doing something right if I'm able to attract a hot, you know,
yeah,
a hottie from, yeah, from Navarro,
from Navarre.
Navarro, Florida, please.
Well, you guys make me feel great, but
now you know what I'm gonna do. Can I put you on hold, and I can send you, because we do have some ladies like burnout, like some stuff geared towards girls. I can have my merch crick send you like a little Bubba Army care pack, you know, like some t-shirts and stuff like that.
Awesome. That would be wonderful, because I talk about you to everybody. I've told more people to start listening to you, so that would be great.
Now, when you go to a new potential person that you know that's not familiar with the show, how do you describe the show to them? Like, if you walked up and you saw your friend Susie, like, what do you say?
I tell her that, let's say, that it's one of the funniest shows I've listened to in a long time, that a lot of the views that you talk about are my views, political-wise and vaccine-wise and all that.
So you feel, you should be able to, you know, be smoking a joint and take your 18-year-old daughter to the abortion clinic while you got a handgun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I have several guns. I will never get the vaccine. I actually work for the school system, and if they ever made it mandatory, I would quit.
That I did get the vaccine, but it was under protest for my mother. I'm kind of more of an anti-vaxxer than I am anything. You should be able to do what you want.
You're not an anti-vaxxer, even if you...
Ab- yeah.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. Do what you want to do, but don't tell me what to do.
And I also come by the same, you know, I've had it. I've got, you know, the antibodies, and I think that I'm healthy enough to be able to fight it off again. And that's where I come from. I don't think you need to be, you know, just shooting people up with stuff that we haven't tested necessarily.
And trusting a government that, well, you know, I don't want to go down that hole, but.
Oh, I like when you say hole. Oh, sorry about that. Now, do we get a little too naughty for you sometimes? I mean, do you like the naughtiest?
No, there's no, you can't get too naughty for me. I actually taped you yesterday when you were doing the app about the orgasm, and I came to work. I was in tears crying. Came to work and had my girlfriends listen to it when you were trying to mimic the guy's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And what it smelled like. I was dying.
Oh, yeah. The substitute for the seaside, surfside.
Misty morning seaside.
When really he wants to say a can of tuna. Now,
we were laughing so hard. It was.
And so you hopefully you tell these bitches, hey, this guy's name's Bubba the Love Sponge. I know you guys listen to some bolt crap top 40 Nut Hut in the morning, but this guy's the man. Yeah.
No, I do. I tell them, like, it's just a great way to start my day.
Now, have you seen a modern picture of me, how I look, how I've kind of dialed my stuff in? I'm looking a little better nowadays. Have you seen any of that?
Facebook. Yeah, on the Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a hot bitch. She's on Facebook.
Now, last question, Em, and I love this. What do you think about Anna? Now, sometimes chicks are afraid to really bring it.
I love her. Okay. I think she should be harder on you. That's my thing.
Oh, that's not
enough. I think she needs to put you in your place more often.
Yeah, well.
Sometimes I can get away with it. Sometimes I can't.
She knows when she can.
Yeah.
She knows when she can.
No, I think she's sweet as I.
But don't you think, as a woman, Em, don't you think that maybe she should just maybe be a little looser, just a little bit?
No. She's who she is, and she needs to be her.
Okay.
No.
Now, Em, on the average, how often do you and your husband do it? Because you guys are married and everything. You're about my age. I mean, are you doing it 2-3 times a week?
Once a year, whether she wants it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a Philly girl. They like to kick it out. You know, Philly girls are a little crazy.
You could take the girl out of Philly, but, you know the saying.
You still, you know, her vagina is like, her vagina is like
out of the woman.
Her vagina is like the Schuylkill Hill.
No. Oh, God.
How kick-ass as an insider references that when I'm bringing out to Schuylkill Hill with a concha hacha kicker?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, that's pretty bad. No, I actually was married for 26 years right out of high school. So haven't been with a whole lot of people, but then I got a divorce, and now I'm with the man I am with now.
And he probably brings it next to high school Willie, doesn't he? I mean, when you're with the same guy, I mean, you only know high school type techniques. You got to bring that other fella in that's been around the world a little bit to show you how to do it. Come on. This isn't Varsity Blues. Work with me. We don't live in Hershey. Come on.
No.
All right. Well, promise. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay. I'm going to get your address and your shirt size for you and your husband. And I'm going to have the merch crick send you some Bubba Army stuff. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful talking
and,
to you.
And if, like, you know, every month or so as you're driving in, call us and just, it's M from Navarro to kind of give us our little what you like and what you don't. Because there's probably some stuff, M, that you don't like. You're like, oh, I hate when Bubba talks about that stuff. I hate that.
Absolutely. If you don't mind me doing that, I will absolutely do that.
No, absolutely.
I love and don't love.
Like, God dang, Bubba, how many more times you got to promote your stupid podcast? I can't take it anymore. Like, you know, whatever, okay? Just give yourself little notes here and there, and I want the bad and the good.
You got it.
All right, Em, I'm gonna put you on hold so we can get your info, okay?
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you. Is that not awesome?
It is.
The best.
51-year-old woman who...
Yeah.
Who is, you know, obviously you got a great job, married, just, you know, just very... Very buttoned up, got her stuff together, and stumbled upon us organically, did a little research, and now goes and tells people at work how cool we are.
Best listener you can ask for.
I'm just telling you. I didn't have the heart to get into how big her jugs were.
Oh man,
I wanted to. I wanted to say, Em, tell me about them jugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she would have told you, too.
I know. I pussed out. I choked.
Damn, well, she's going to call in, and she's going to give you some pointers, and you can ask her about her jizzes.
I know. I choked on the jugs.
It's a
slow play, Clem.
What's not?
Mommy, unless Lummy says, hey, Bubba wants to know how big your jugs are. Lummy.
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 Bubba wants to know how big your jugs are.
Bubba wants to know how big your jugs are.
He's busy listening and talking.
Turn on Dan's mic.
Is that why you're calling
Dr. Dan? You want some double D's? Oh, does she that's right. She called to ask a medical question. Oh, we squirreled her.
We did. Is she asking for jugs?
Is she asking for jugs?
34B.
34B. Okay. Okay,
ask her if you can put her on hold and I can talk to her again.
Hold on a second. Yeah.
Back on hold.
Hey, M, it's Bubba.
Hey.
Now, before I got into my whole world, originally, were you calling in to Dan about what, like, maybe the ins and outs of new jugs?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you weren't. Oh.
What were you going to ask?
Well, I mean, what were you going to ask? Vaginal rejuve?
No. Here's the thing. I got him confused with the attorney that you have on there, because that's who I was wanting to talk to.
He's also an attorney.
Yeah, Dan's also an attorney.
So is Bubba.
I thought so. Okay.
So did you have a legal question? You didn't want new knockers, did you? Because I could get you some.
Don't tempt me.
But what better way than to just, you know what, say, listen, we're going to give you free boobs, too, because you're our new listener.
Yeah,
we love you.
Shirt and a boobs.
Wow.
Do not tease me like that.
I mean, when a woman, Anna, when you throw out the new knocks and then she says, do not tease me, that's girl speak for I'd like to have new knocks.
I figured that one out.
Right.
Well, I've been contemplating that for a while, but I go back and forth. So
I might buy you new knockers. I'm just telling you that right now.
Oh, God, Bubba's in love. What was your legal question?
Did you have a legal question, M, or no?
I do.
Well, let me take a shot at it, please.
At the sure, okay.
What is it?
So, when I told you I got a divorce, I went to an attorney 6 years ago, and he took every bit of money I had. And
the attorney did?
Yeah, and was really rude, very narcissistic, very... Anyway, so I found another attorney, got the divorce done. It's over, it's done. Since that, I was just going through the internet one day, and I happened upon that first attorney's name, who was rude. And I decided to leave him a bad review on Google. Nothing harsh or cruel, just that I thought he was one of the worst attorneys in my area, you know, not to hire him. He came back, sent me a letter stating that he was going to sue me.
For defamation of character?
He was your attorney?
He wasn't. He was not. He was in the very beginning.
No.
But I mean, at one point, he was your attorney.
Yeah, at one time, he was your attorney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he was.
Okay, so then your review is valid.
Right. If indeed you had retained him and he had been had represented you at any time, then you have the right to, I mean, I'm sure you didn't say he likes to, you know, give little boys oral or anything like that.
No.
Other than, I'm sure your review was like, this guy sucks and he's rude and he took all my money and just like that.
And he has several bad reviews, and after the review, he'll come back and call people names and say that they don't know what they're talking about.
So did he send you like a threatening letter and he's going to try to sue you now?
Yes, very threatening. He sent it certified mail saying that he was going to sue me for defamation of character if I did not remove the comment.
Hey, I got
to
tell you right now.
That's very common for bad reviews now.
This might be something, Blitz, that I give over to Jay and Dan combined, and they just shove it right up this guy's ass. Because I've seen where if attorneys do this to people, it's illegal and they can be disbarred.
Mm-hmm.
Like for real.
He's a very narcissistic man, very... And I would never do that to somebody. I would never want to hurt somebody's career or do that if he was just rude or me. But he was so like.
Now have you kept all this and have you documented all this and printed all this and all that?
Yeah, I have all the. I had printed out actually all the comments that he made to other people on Google and how harsh he is to them. And then I have I have the letter of what he said to me.
And then you have your comment and the exchange there. That's all been saved,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, I have all that printed out.
I think Jay would take this just to shove it right up the guy's ass.
Okay.
I mean, So you're saying now, is it stopped or is there a legal proceeding? Like, is he saying he's going to sue you?
He just sent a letter. I just got the letter like 3 or 4 days ago.
And that's all that's going to happen. He's just sending that because I'm sure at least half the people or more take it down after getting those letters.
He gets scared.
He's got nothing.
Wait till he gets a response from one Jay Diaco. Ooh. About packing sand and S&D.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, because I mean, it scared me. Like, I was like, that's the last thing.
So what did
it scares most people enough to take it down. That's all he's trying to do.
What did the letter say, Em?
Let me see. I think, I don't have it. It's at my house, and I'm actually at
all
school
now. Like, just off the top of your head, like, just paraphrase.
It said that, that I've drug his good name in his town and down, and that he would be taking legal action and suing me for defamation of character if I did not remove it, and also fill out, he attached this questionnaire that I had to fill out and send back to him that stated, had three questions of what did I say and how did I hurt him, and it was almost comical.
Yeah, well, definitely don't do that.
Yeah, don't do any more. In fact, I'm going to be in contact with you. Give Lummi your phone number so I can get in contact.
Yeah,
Lummi
does
not
have her information.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to give you back to Lummi to get your, but I need your number so I can get a hold of you personally because I am very interested in like getting a response that's written by Jay. Okay, so just
I would love that would be wonderful.
Just hold on a second, okay?
Okay,
all right, Lummi, continue. Getting
Bama boy 352-1500 bitch rams new knockers.
I think that is very, very illegal. Using your law firm to bully people that have left unfavorable reviews. Isn't that the absolute blitz, the epitome of the First Amendment?
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, it's super common now for companies and lawyers and doctors and stuff to threaten to sue people for leaving bad reviews.
Did you see the girl that was accused of shoplifting for Walmart?
Yeah.
And she sued him for $2.1 million because mm-hmm. They did the same type of stuff that's happening to this woman.
They accused her of stealing, right?
Yeah, it's a little different, but same premise.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Big Corp used, they have a
went after a big girl, said she was stealing food.
Yep.
Everyone believed it.
So you're saying, Anna, if we get caught public shoplifting and they see you or they see me with ho-hos, the fat guy gets the charge?
Well, one person's already been in trouble for stealing food in the past.
Yeah, I got in trouble for stealing lettuce.
You got fired from
a
job.
Story.
You got fired.
Blitz, I'll tell you this. I've never been fired for stealing food.
Yep.
There's
fattest
food
guy here.
Throw out! It's ridiculous.
Fattest guy here
mm-hmm.
is the nicest guy when it comes to not thieving food.
Yep.
You're a little thieving bitch.
I am. When it comes
Although
to
I
produce,
did have a little bit of an Anna. I had a little bit of an
tomatoes away from me.
I had a little bit of an Anna snack moment yesterday.
Oh, what did you do?
Did you have hummus?
Cheez-Its and Colon Blows?
No, I had Wheat Thins and cottage cheese.
Shut up. I love that combination.
I would take my Wheat Thin.
A little salty.
And dip it into the cottage cheese.
Large curd?
Small curd. Small curd on this one.
Fat curds.
I'm going to help him.
I know you are. I can tell.
I'm going to help her.
You're determined.
Yeah, you're
Bubba.
In love.
Yeah.
No, you don't understand how refreshing that is to get that parameter. And what that is a brand new listener who stumbled upon us based on being funny, based on not knowing anything about us, based on going up and down the dial, hearing something that got your attention.
You know, the crazy part is that's way more common now, and it's more common for a female to start listening and then for them to tell their husband.
Yeah.
And then she even played it in front of all the other teachers she worked with.
Yeah.
So here's a woman
really
that's
funny.
A teacher. And that's a kind of a cool subsect in itself. Talking about an educated female.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 51, so she's worldly as well. She's seen a lot and done a lot.
From Philly.
She's from Philly, so that probably she's more cynical about stuff not being funny than being funny. Meaning, you get some okey-doke from Oklahoma, they'll be like, everything's funny. They're those stupid people.
Right. Yeah. This bitch knows funny.
This bitch is an East Coast bitch, Schuylkill Hill, with a concho-hawkin' chaser.
Mm-hmm.
And so she hears something on Florida Man Radio, 103.1, on her way to driving in Navarro, Florida, to her school job. And she's up and down the dial. She hears something that gets her attention. She thinks it's funny. And now she's a full-time listener that goes and tells her other cool teachers about us, to the point where she's recording the radio and taken back and playing other girls that are not familiar with the show. That's a very, very rare paradigm.
It's awesome.
It's a very interesting paradigm. Maybe I'm going to slap some new jugs on her for that in itself.
Woo.
Certainly going to help her legally.
And send her care package.
This is probably something I shouldn't say because I know, you know, a lot of police officers and a lot of sheriffs. Like, I know Grady Judd really well.
Mm-hmm. I've
done a ride along with Grady. You know, there is technology for police agencies to use. And Blitz, I'm sure that you know this. But there are certain programs that, like, the city of Tampa police, Hillsborough County, like, when the Super Bowl is here.
Right.
They have a program where they can do, like, within a 20-mile radius or within however mile radius you pick. Like, Ray J Stadium is ground zero, and then they go, like, 5, 10, 15, 20 miles out, and they have a program blitz of every hashtag and everything that's been, you know, it's being talked about on social media. Did you know that?
Yeah, publicly.
Well, not to the circle, the dark web circles that you run.
No, but even, I mean, like, they can't check, like, DMs and text messages and things
No, no, no.
But if
a guy was, like, headed to Super Bowl 55 right now with a truckload full of explosives, going to have a, you know, boom, and you put that on your Instagram or your Twitter or your Facebook or your whatever, there are programs that agencies use that you know, kind of red light them on that deal.
Sure.
And you know, I don't know if schools could get that technology or not. I guess, I don't know. Probably not, huh?
I mean, they can. It's not that complicated.
Did you see where Shannon Burke
is
going to have Donald Trump on tomorrow
at
3:30?
Yep.
It's huge.
Yeah, Shannon Burke scored a Donald Trump interview with Donald Trump tomorrow at 3:30. Now, I don't know if it's on the phone or it's in the studios. Because that makes it a whole lot different for everybody.
Like, I think it's on the phone.
Yeah,
but
it's President calls in the Shannon Burke show.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Is wild.
Can you imagine? Hey, Blitz, I don't know if we had a president come to the studios that we would pass Secret Service inspection.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. If the president was to come into our studio, Blitz, would they get rid of all of our guns and everything?
Probably. I don't know.
Do you remember when the cops came to my house and they made me put all my guns in the bathtub? You remember that?
I heard the story, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, it's when they thought I was counterfeiting dollars. They thought I was printing counterfeits. And they came to my house in Pinellas Park. The Secret Service did, because that's who's in charge of counterfeiting.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I didn't do any of this. God, the things I've been a part of.
I was just about to say, the life you've lived.
Yeah. So, Anna, I actually have I got to try to find the break.
We were 98 Rock, right?
It was 98 Rock. Cowhead was, you know, my co-host. It was Cowhead and Guido and me and Manson.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this vending machine. You've heard Bob the vending guy, right? Well, we loved screwing with the vending machine because it just really flipped Bob out, and it was a bit.
And he had a hot daughter.
He had a hot daughter, but she was only 17. So anyway.
She's like 35 now.
Maybe somebody could find that phone call. That is a very infamous phone call. Blitz, we should put that phone call up on our YouTube or our Facebook.
I thought it was, but.
Yeah, somebody.
We did it like a year ago.
Yeah.
Well, find it again for me, you stupid ass.
Yeah.
So I had this new printer that I had gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And I had intimated, well, no, hold on. I had dollars. I had like 10 ones of regular money. I had $10 regular U.S. currency in ones because I owned a nightclub back then, and I always had a bunch of ones.
Mm-hmm.
I always had this bank bag that I carried
with
me.
Let's be honest. You were stripping.
I was stripping.
Yeah.
I was one of the Chunkendales.
Chunkendales.
Yeah. I was stripping. And where guys like Jimmy Clevis were having 10s and 20s in their little floss deal, I had ones.
Ones and quarters.
Ones and quarters.
Quarters getting bounced off.
I had to
stage.
Pick up quarters with my belly button. So I got real dollars. And I tell Cowhead, I said, hey, we're talking about
we're talking about the technology of printing and the printers that are coming out and how they had the, this was like circa 1997. So like color printers and like, you know, printing back in the type of printer that you have for your computer has come a long way since 1997.
Oh, yeah.
But we were talking about like the hottest printers of 1997, and somebody had taken and printed a dollar bill on a piece of paper from an image mm-hmm. on their computer on this printer.
Right.
And it looked really, really pretty. I mean, obviously the paper was not the same, but it looked really, really close to a dollar bill.
Sure.
And of course, at that time, radio is not visual at all. So, you know, we used to pull all kinds of ribs.
Yeah. A lot of the stunts back then were not real.
Yeah.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. I'm not saying, but girls really did urinate in coffee cans. We didn't use a bottle mm-hmm. of water, but, and I got the video for that to do. But, and so I intimate that I'm having Cowhead take these dollars that I printed and go to their vending machine and see if he can get us snacks. Now, really, he's taking the real dollars, the real U.S. currency, the sure. 10 crumpled up ones that I had. He was taking those and using that to buy us the apple pies and the Pringles and things like that. But I was, doing some showbiz work in pro wrestling stuff
sure.
and kind of made it seem like, the dollar bills he was using were the ones that I had just printed. So I'm like, mm-hmm. you're kidding me. That thing, mm-hmm. that dollar bill, it worked. Yes, it's working. I'm like, oh, my God, it's snacks for everybody because I got, and I had a bunch of ones. So because I got a whole bunch of these, kind of intimating that I had just printed them, but right. really they were real dollar bills. So we were having a great time. Next thing you know, I'm on the air. It's 9:30, and just like the movies. I mean, literally, just like the movies, these three guys walk in black suits and sunglasses, and they I'm live on the air. Like, literally, be like if a guy came in right now. I'm live on the air. They mm-hmm. badge me, and they say, Secret Service, turn all microphones off. I'm like, what? They're like, and so they come, and they had Scott the engineer, who hated me. I'm sure he gladly did this. They'd already had a pre-meeting with the engineer that he was going to walk in with them and turn the microphones off so that we couldn't be like, yeah, we turned the mics off, but really we didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
So the engineer was directed by the Secret Service to turn the mics off.
So what is it, just like dead air?
So I'm like, no, they
threw some records
on. We put some music on. You're like, 98 Rock is Bubba the Love Sponge. Looks like I'm in my, the Secret Service is here. I'll be back in a minute. Pew. Creed, my own prison, or whatever the hell I was playing. So they take me aside and they separate us all. They separate every one of us. And we're like, listen, we weren't using the dollar bills that we printed. We were using real dollar bills. We didn't. And so then they had to call Bob, the vending guy, up. Now, Anna, I'm in my program director's office. Now, I had a gun with me because I'm properly permitted. I had a concealed license permit back then, too. And so, Blitz, I got my gun with me. I think I got had a 45 Glock with me.
Mm-hmm.
They take my gun. They take my bag of money. They take my driver's license. They take all that. And they put me in this room. And they put a guy in front of it, an agent. And they take
this is at the studio.
This is at the studio. This is Tuesday at, 9:30 in the entire station.
This is obviously before you knew Kevin Hazlett.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, this is before I knew Kevin Hazlett. So they're like, and all the salespeople and everybody are, trying to send. They're like, everybody go back to your desks. Everybody go
mind your business.
Mind your own business. This is an open investigation. And I'm like, oh my God. So at that point, our stations were in Feather Sound right across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, Anna, just down from Chick-fil-A in one of those big, one of those big buildings. As soon as you come off the Howard Franklin on the right-hand side, those big buildings, that's where 98 Rock was. And so I lived in Pinellas Park about 3 miles from the station while I was building my house down in Tierra Verde.
Mm-hmm.
So I lived in this small little Pinellas Park house.
It wasn't that small.
For 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Tierra Verde is the St. Pete one?
Yeah, the
mansion.
The big one. Okay. So they come to me and be like, so they get hold of Bob, the vending guy, It takes him an hour to get there.
He's the one that called in the first place.
And they're like, open the machine up. Well, they open the machine up, and all the dollars in the machine are real. There's none.
Of course.
So at that point, the investigation should be over, shouldn't it? I mean, yes. Blitz, right? Be like,
you would think so.
Oh, no. Not when you're Bubba the Love Sponge. No. So the Secret Service guy is like, well, I'm going to tell you, yes, you're right. The dollar bills that you were talking about using on the air are real. But what do you have at home? And I go, I don't have anything at home. Well, here's the mistake I made. They're like, where did you print these? And I go, from my house. From my printer, this new printer I got. They're like, we need to go there. I'm like, what? Yep. So they let me drive my car, and they follow me to my house. Like, Blitz, they were on me, too. Like, you know, they were.
I mean, and by then you'd already incriminated yourself.
Yeah, I'm done. Like, yeah. I had no lawyer representation. Blitz, this is 1997. I didn't know nothing.
Right.
And Brad Harden and Dan DiLorenzo, they're like, oh, man, we can't help you on this one, buddy. Like, you know, if you're over printing dollars at your house. And I'm like, but I'm not. I'm right. not printing no dollars. Like, okay, well, so these Secret Service agents, I live in this little, you know, just middle-income, not real fancy.
Yeah, Pinellas Park.
Yeah, I'm in Pinellas Park, just a standard little subdivision.
Yeah.
Just no big deal. Next thing you know, there's three Secret Service units parked right outside my house and me being escorted in. And so Holly, my girlfriend
butt
at the time.
Wiper.
The one that wiped my ass, who was a nurse, she's sleeping because she slept during the day because she worked at midnights. And so she gets, this is like 11, maybe 10:30. She's just getting up, and I walk in, and now there's, you know, five Secret Service agents with me. And she's like, what's going on? I go, just hold on. Just sit down and shut up. And I didn't have any drugs or anything. I mean, I wasn't even cool. I wasn't even doing cool stuff like that, you know? I just had a lot of guns. I did have a lot of guns.
Mm-hmm. What's a lot?
Well, probably 25,
Woo!
30.
That's a lot.
I mean, all in. If you count that little, you know, the little Kel-Tex that you got and just the little bullcrap guns you got along with the big ones. But, you know, I had some really nice guns. But anyway, they're like, do you have any, so the Secret Service in my house. They're like, where's your office? I'm like, right here. Where's the computer that you use to print this? I'm like, right there. Where's the printer? Right there. They don't log on. They take it. They take it. They take my my tower. They take my printer. They take my monitor and put it in the back of their car. And then they're like, oh, before they do that, they ask me, do you have any guns in here? I go, yeah, I got a lot of guns. He goes, get them all. Bring them all to us. And we're going to put him in the bathtub, and then we're going to have a guy guard the bathtub. And I'm like, what in the – I didn't do – this is like – this is a real big thing here. Like, what are we doing here? Like, just do it. So I tell Holly, go get my gun in there. I got a gun in there. I didn't have a gun safe. I just had them hid everywhere, under beds and stuff like that. I knew where they all
Pokemon.
Were.
Pokemon.
And so they put them – they round them all up. They put them in the bathtub. They put an agent in front of the bathtub. They grab my computer, they grab my printer, they grab my monitor, and then they tell me, follow us to the Secret Service headquarters in downtown Tampa. But they never blitz, they never arrest me, and they never make me go with them. Like, they let me drive myself, which kind of, I was like, if I'm in that much trouble, why wouldn't they have me in the back of their squad car? I could just, you know, peel off a 275 here.
Right.
So.
Where are you going to go?
Yeah, where are you going to go? So we drive all the way from Pinellas Park to downtown Tampa on it, like in the Bank of America building, and they're like on floor 16 or something, the Secret Service.
Jeez.
You get off the elevator, and it looks like you're at the gut. It's like, oh, my God, I didn't know that this type of stuff happened in these skyscrapers. So I open up. At that point, I call Greg Herring Blitz. He's the only attorney that I know, and he meets me down there. So I get there, and they make me wait in the waiting room, and I got Greg with me. And I'm thinking I'm kind of a hot shot now, Blitz. I'm like, you can talk to my attorney. And they're like, we don't need to talk to your attorney.
You've already admitted to everything.
That's what they told me. They're like,
idiot.
They're like, Blitz, we're in the waiting room, right? And they call me to go back to the holding room.
Yeah.
And they go, we don't have. And I said to them, hey, from now on, you guys can talk to my attorney. And they're like, we don't really have that many more questions. I'm like, oh. So they put me in this room, Blitz, and they handcuff me to this desk that's got like these little loops on it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, yeah.
So they take my right hand and they handcuff me to this desk that's got like a big, you know, thing built in, you know, like where you can't come out.
Sure.
And so then this woman walks in and Greg's with me and I'm like now starting to freak out. I'm like, Greg, am I going to jail? He goes, I don't know. I'm not a criminal guy, but I don't know how you could go to jail. You didn't print anything. They didn't find any counter. So Blitz, think, I'm sure I had porn and all kinds of things. They got my computer back in the lab and they're going through my computer.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, well, what's on my, I mean, I, thank God the internet wasn't nearly as developed back then
sure.
as it is now. Because, I mean, I probably had some nude pictures and stuff like that, but you couldn't go to Pornhub or anything like that. I don't think at 2,500 baud when you'd be like, I think back in 97, you were
5 minutes load a picture.
I literally think back in 97, you were still going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So thank God this isn't modern era where they can grab your computer and see what the hell you're looking at. Whoa. So anyway, they got me handcuffed to this table, and this woman walks in, and she supposedly is the head of Secret Service for all of Tampa. She says, Mr. Clem, just want to let you know what you did today was very irresponsible. I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, if we have any counterfeit, more counterfeit activity this next 14 days, because you talked about counterfeiting on the air, if we now have a bunch of copycats that try to start counterfeiting, that's going to be on you.
Oh, geez.
So we're going to be watching the market for the next 2 weeks. And if we have an influx of God. More counterfeiting, that's going to be on you. And I'm like,
well, how is that on you?
They can say anything they want to you.
Yeah.
And so after she left, Greg said, they can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 10 minutes later, there's another really big, huge woman. Nice. And I'm not talking about like fat. I'm talking about like the girl that won the big girl nationals. She comes walking in there and she's like, you can go now. And I go, well, how about my computer and my monitor? And they're like, you can pick it up tomorrow. So after work, I had to drive back down there to pick up all my stuff.
Jeez.
But, you know, they probably.
They downloaded everything.
They did.
You're mm-hmm. looking at all the nudies.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how, if you, I don't even, first of all, to take a picture back then. Well,
so you probably didn't have a digital camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not going to go and scan it.
You're still on Polaroids back then.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Would you shake it like a Polaroid picture?
Yeah. Blow on it.
So thank God, though, that happened then. I probably didn't have really a lot of,
Imagine if that would happen today.
Oh, my God.
How much trouble would you be in?
Okay, hold on. How much trouble would all of us be in?
A lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Just don't try to put the darkness on me, kid.
No.
You're just as dark. In fact, you're darker. Internet-wise, you're darker than me because you know it better.
I cover my tracks better.
Oh.
That's all.
Admitted you are darker, but you just know how to cover your tracks.
I got some third on computers with thermite in them at all times.